Stocks seem to have been on a holding pattern until late in the session. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 30th and last day of November. Thanks for being with us, everybody. The Marriott hack, we've got details on that. We'll also talk about burglary rates. What states rank the highest and the lowest? It might surprise you. GE stock sank again today, and we'll tell you why. If you're watching porn at Starbucks, that is going to end soon. U.S. retail is in a bind, facing the lowest unemployment numbers in 48 years, yet expecting to hire tens of thousands of seasonal workers. One company says, not us, we're going to hire 20,000 fewer than last year, and we'll tell you who that is. Tomorrow, five dispensaries in Iowa will open their doors to distribute medical marijuana, but headwinds exist. Those stories, the markets, and Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of Cityview, is in for some fun as we talk about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks for coming by. Once again, you can reach out to us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, Wall Street seemed to be in a holding pattern for most of the session today before ending the day up in the final hours of trading. The Dow gained 200 points on word that the U.S. and China are headed to some sort of a trade deal. Reuters reported that a Chinese official said, quote, consensus is steadily increasing, end quote, in the U.S.-China trade talks. The official added that according to the report, the differences between the two countries did still remain. The report sent stocks to their highs on the day, erasing earlier losses. We will share all the numbers later in the broadcast. Well, it was enough for many of us to take notice. 500 million records hacked from the Marriott Starwood database, including passport numbers, credit card numbers, addresses, birth dates, a whole list of stuff. But what's stunning about this hack is not only the sheer number of people around the globe that it impacts, but the slow way in which the hack came to be. Like 4 years in the making. So two big questions. Why didn't somebody's security detect the hack that took 4 years? And second, did the merger of the 2016 between Starwood and Marriott have anything to do with it? Now, most details of the breach are still unclear and pending investigation. The company said it was investigating all aspects of the attack, including how it occurred, whether encrypted payment data was accessed, or why a security's tripwire wasn't activated when the thefts began back in 2014. Wow. Like most large companies that deal with sensitive financial data, Marriott has a sophisticated cybersecurity program with access to top-line security vendors and tools. Having a single breach, apparently from one origin, slide under the radar for 4 years is a big deal. Marriott will almost certainly do an internal review to find out which products failed and how. Stay tuned. Well, this story might surprise you. You may have been told that crime in America is increasing, However, that's not the case. Violent crime is down from its high in the 1970s and 80s. Meanwhile, burglaries have dropped a whopping 37% since 2008. The decline in burglary rates has not been seen in all parts of the country, however. So a company by the name of Stacker turned to the FBI's 2017 Crime in the U.S. report. It was updated, by the way, on September 24th of this year to determine which states have the highest burglary rates. Now, all 50 states, the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, were ranked by the number of burglaries per 100,000 people. So let's take first a look at the top five states for burglaries per 1,000 people. Highest states, coming in at number five is Arkansas, 69% above the national average. Number four is Oklahoma, at 69.1% above the national average. The state with the third largest rate of burglaries per 100,000 people is Louisiana, 70% above the national average. Number two is Mississippi, with a whopping 92% above the national average. And the number one state in the nation when it comes to burglaries is New Mexico, 858 crimes per 100,000 people, or 99% higher than the national average. Now let's take a look at the five states that have the lowest rate of burglaries per 100,000 people, and I think this is going to surprise you. Connecticut ranks as 48th among the states, at 42% below the national average. Puerto Rico is 49th, at 45% below the average. Virginia is at number 50 out of 52, at 49% below the national average for burglaries per 100,000 people. Coming in at number 51 is New Hampshire. They're 55% below. And the state with the lowest number of burglaries is, and you are going to be surprised, New York. 176 burglary crimes per 100,000 people, or 59% below the national average. So what about Iowa? Well, the Hawkeye State ranks 17th in the nation with 479 crimes for every 100,000 people, about 11.5% higher than the national average. So you're wondering, what's the national average? About 427 crimes per 100,000 people. And that, well, that falls to Oregon. And now you know. You know, when I was a kid, it was the blue chip that you purchased and stayed with. Today, it's all but a shell of itself, and today General Electric shares sank after two analysts sounded more alarm bells around the company's liquidity, and a report said former GE employees were being questioned by federal investigators about its troubled insurance business. Today, the stock was down by more than 7% to end at $7.50 a share. That is stunning. Watching porn while sipping coffee at Starbucks? Well, as of next year, you're going to be out of luck. The coffee giant said that starting in 2019, it will have a new filter in place to prevent customers from using its in-store Wi-Fi from accessing explicit content. Starbucks refers to itself as the third place, meaning a number three comfort spot after home and work, and it's released a statement about why it's putting these anti-porn measures in place. Quote, "While it rarely occurs, the use of Starbucks public Wi-Fi to view illegal or erogenous content is not, nor has it ever been, permitted. To ensure the third place remains safe and welcoming to all, we have identified a solution to prevent this content from being viewed within our stores," end quote. Now, the company didn't explain how it currently forbids porn watching or what happens when customers are caught looking at porn, but consider yourself warned. It's all coming down 2019. Retail giants and mom-and-pop local stores are looking at the tightest labor market in 48 years. But still, hiring for the holiday season is in full swing. And now the issue is finding people, reliable people, who want to work. Target is out to hire 100,000 workers. Macy's is trying to find 80,000 seasonal workers, while UPS, FedEx, and DHL all have help wanted signs out. However, one company has announced they will hire 20,000 less workers than last year, and that's Amazon. How's that possible? Automation. Robots will be doing lots of the work in fulfillment centers, and watch for this trend to escalate as the technology becomes better. Well, tomorrow, 5 medical marijuana dispensaries open their doors to the public in Iowa. However, just because folks can now get it, there are still issues facing those who will use the product. The Des Moines Register reports that schools will not allow the product to be in the building, so parents would have to administer the product at least 1,000 feet away from the building. Also, there's some other headwinds. Employers may continue to reject job applicants or fire current workers who test positive for marijuana, even if the people have cards showing they've been approved to use the products. Gun shops are required to turn away customer marijuana in almost any form, including the medications being legalized in Iowa. Any customer who lies about marijuana use on a firearm background check form would be committing a federal crime. Iowa State universities won't allow the medications on campus, including in dormitories. Iowans who travel to other states that don't allow medical marijuana could still be penalized for carrying their marijuana-based medications with them. Nursing homes, which must follow federal regulations, aren't sure if their staff members may help residents take the new medications. Add to that the fact that the Iowa legislature has decided not to increase the effective chemical in the products, so people who use them may have to use more to be truly effective. So far, about 400 Iowa patients have obtained state cards allowing them to buy or possess marijuana medications for conditions such as epilepsy, cancer, Parkinson's disease, Crohn's disease, AIDS, ALS, or severe pain. More than 100 other Iowans have obtained caregiver cards allowing them to purchase the medication for certified patients. Well, stocks ended higher today after a Chinese official reportedly said the U.S. and China are finding common ground on trade. That's ahead of a key meeting and dinner between President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Dow gained 200 points, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ added about 0.8%. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said he expected the meeting to be a success, raising hopes that a trade truce between the two world's largest economies could be struck. Caterpillar rose by 4.8% on the news, and Boeing rose by 0.8%. However, and you knew there was one coming, China hawk Peter Navarro, Trump's trade advisor, will attend the dinner between the two. Navarro is seen as a contentious figure in terms of Washington's trade regulations with Beijing due to his aggressive stance on the world's second largest economy. And then there is this side note, just in case you're keeping score. Shares of the World Wrestling Entertainment, right? World Wrestling, it traded 6.7% higher today after J.P. Morgan Chase upgraded them to overweight from neutral, noting the company's valuation is attractive compared to industry peers. There you go. That's your buy for the day. World Wrestling Entertainment. At the bell today, the Dow is up those 200 points to close at 25,538. The NASDAQ gained 57 points, nearly 0.8, to end the week at 73.30. And the S&P was up 22 points, 0.8, to end the week at 27.60. Gold was off by $2.70 to trade at $1,221.40 an ounce. Oil was down again today, more pressure due to an abundance of the stuff. It traded 81 cents under the start to close at $50.64 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note dipped to below 3% at 2.99%. Hey, when we come back, it's Friday. And each Friday, we close out the week with the managing editor of City View Magazine, Jeff Pitts, and stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Stay with us. Have a little fun, for crying out loud. That's coming up next here on the Business News Hour Friday edition.